at least, to be fair, that four of us approved.
Excuse me. Yes.
me this
Jennings,
time.
Grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is the Girl Scout Troop 1482. They're requesting a grant to help defray the cost of sending their Odyssey of the Mind team to the World Finals.
Thank you.
They have raised $5,700 of the $7,200 cost. Last council grant was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
I'd like to do that again.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant.
You say 500?
500.
$500 to the Girl Scout Troop 1482 for Odyssey of the Mind team from Mrs. Deaver's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will. Yeah. Motion carried. Next.
Next one's Cats Around Town Society is requesting $1,000 to assist low-income residents with affordable, low or no-cost spay, neuter, and vaccination services. The organization is located in Ocean View, with their primary focus this year being Dagsboro and Selbyville. Their goal is to reduce the number of unwanted pets surrendered to shelters and rescue groups, as well as those abandoned cats abandoned along the road, fields, and housing developments. Last grant received was $400, which was $200 from Mr. Cole and $200 from Ms. Deaver.
Now they're targeting Dagsboro in Selbyville.
Yeah, it's
yes.
Not, yeah, it's not.
And how about Lewis. Mr. Arlett? Would you like to do $250, and I'll do $250, and we'll take care of some cats.
Yeah.
Around it would. Town. It would be a pleasure. My mom would be very proud.
You got a couple cats that are giving you a problem?
Not personally, no.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second. Mr. Arlett to yes. grant $500 to the Cats Around Town Society for spay, neuter, vaccination services. Being $250 from Mr. Cole's account, $250 from Mr. Arlett's account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe that's motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. Opposed to order introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have several. The first one is in Mr. Cole's district. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district and an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 29.66 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
The next one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nonprofit boarding home for female veterans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres, more or less.
Yes, I want to.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a veterinarian office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.52 acres, more or less.
I will introduce.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
The next one is Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for commercial landscaping material storage and sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.68 acres, more or less.
It doesn't say anything about the location. Nothing. No. No,
it is
no street, no road.
It's tax map 334, five parcels 192, 193, and 194.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll introduce it.
Mm-hmm. Steven introduces it. Mm-hmm.
And the next one is in Mr. Cole's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HR1 RPC high density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the last one is Mr. Arlett, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 3.00 acres, more or less.
I shall introduce.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any council member comments? Council member comments.
I do.
Mrs. Deaver.
As you know, I was long hoped that we could look at least have a workshop on adequate public facilities ordinance. I learned today that Kent County is now relying more on surcharges than they are so much on their APFO. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about what they're doing. You know, I see where I'm concerned about the fact that we don't have impact fees. And I know RTT is supposed to pay for that, but it looks to me like what we're getting from the state is less and less. And I'm concerned about impact fees. We don't ask for any. So I guess the best thing for, do we have anybody at the county that could take a look or compare these two ideas, give an opinion or find out about this surcharge plan that
Ms. Lawson.
If the council wants us to explore this topic, then we will make staff available for that request.
Yeah, I just want to know how it works because I believe their principal planner came to a League of Women Voters meeting and talked about it quite extensively. I didn't hear anything about it. So,
yeah, it wouldn't hurt if they got an ordinance or something we could look at, or even have our planner explain what they did.
It would be less complicated than an APFO. So they're, just it's something to, because if the new houses are built, a lot of the expenses that of what these new people need, and the services really gets put onto the taxpayers, you and me. So I think their developers, could contribute.
I would be happy to, unless council tells me otherwise, I'd be happy to gather information about what Kent County does, what
yes.
they require,
mm-hmm.
and the percentages of their revenue as it relates to those requirements.
Love to get education. Thank you. It would be great.
You can put that on a future agenda.
Is that all right with you?
I'll make a motion. You sit down, Council Joan.
Well, I'm looking at five council people, and that's why I need three nodding their heads.
Why don't you, could you at first put something together, not a real long thing, something sure. together to hit the high spots and just give it to
right.
us in writing.
Okay.
And everybody can look at it and then see what we'll do next.
I can mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah. That's good.
No problem.
Anything else, any council members?
I just got to thank Cole. You from the from the VIA there in Rehoboth. We gave them a contribution, and I didn't have this earlier today, so that's
go.
All I'm doing.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, sir. And I just would like to publicly go on record and we had an amazing thing happen this last week here in Sussex County down in Dagsboro, and there was an organization called the First State Work Camp. And I think WBUC was there, but over 400 kids from around the entire country came here and paid visits to needy families and helped to improve their properties. These are high school kids, by and large, over 400 of them, and they stayed and slept there at the John M. Clayton School. And I just thought it was an amazing experience and an amazing opportunity for our community to experience that. Also, Saturday, there was an event over there in Laurel that put a highlight on veterans who commit suicide. There's 2,200 per day that do that, and one is too many. So I just want to put a little focus on that and want to wish everybody a happy July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else from council?
Mm.
We entertain a motion to
recess.
And a motion to go into executive session.
Executive session, I'm sorry. I'll make that motion. We go into executive session.
Second.
Personnel and potential litigation.
Yes, second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, we're going to executive session, I assume, downstairs.
Please.